What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another post game here on Rangers Central. And before we get into talking about the game and everything, first of all, leave a like on your way into the live stream. Subscribe if you guys are new to the channel and turn on your notifications so you know when I upload or go live here on the channel. But I do want to do a little bit of housekeeping here in the opening of the live stream just because of the fact that I want to address a comment that I got on the last post game, which actually gave me a very good suggestion and idea. So in terms of just something that I want to bring up with the channel, when I have these live streams up on replay, I have not thought about it until I saw the comment that someone said. So shout out to you. I forgot who it was that commented it, but I really appreciate the suggestion because he commented, "Can you please cut out the beginning part of the live streams where I have the starting soon because I listen in my car and I want to be able to just fire up the stream and listen to the post game." From now on, I will be doing that. YouTube might take a bit to process it, so I do apologize if you guys are looking for me to cut that out. It might take a bit, so bear with me on that sort of deal when YouTube processes it. When I'm able to cut that stuff out, I promise you guys I will, and I will do my best to get that ready to go for you guys that watch on replay. And in terms of if you do want to listen in the car, forget about watching these. You could now listen on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts, whatever your podcasting platform is. You could find me, Amazon, whatever it might be. Just look up Rangers Central on Just look it up on any of your podcasting platforms. Give a rating, give a review. You can listen to these on audio now. So instead of it just being YouTube, instead of it being inconvenient in case, you know, with YouTube, it's spotty, the connection and all that other stuff. And, you know, sometimes with the video format just doesn't work for people. Now you can take me on the go, listen to the audio of these live streams. So I just wanted to throw that out there and, you know, let you guys know that that is what is changing with the live streams. A minor change, or not even a change. It's just that I'm expanding to other platforms. So yeah, just wanted to talk about that before we get into the post game, because now let's get into the game, which I don't know what to say, man. I don't know what to say other than it's just hilarious that this is what's going on, right? It's hilarious that they're doing this to us, because all season long, I'm losing my damn mind. We're losing our damn minds. Most of us are. There are some people that stuck with this team no matter what. And now all of a sudden, once Ottawa's game is complete, the Rangers are, no, actually because of Columbus, they're 1 point behind a playoff spot now with a game in hand on Columbus, and Tampa has two in hand on them. They're 1 point out of a wild card spot. It's crazy that we're here. And was this as good as the game that we saw against Ottawa? No. The defensive play was very sloppy. That second period was gross. But the third period, thought the third period was great. I thought they played a good shutdown third period and did what they needed to win the hockey game. The first period was all right, but they find themselves one spot out. All I could say is this, because I see the people in the chat saying, "Are you bought back in? Should I buy back in? Should we buy back in?" First of all, that's up to you if you want to or not. All I could say is this. Right now, the way that I feel, this team is going to make the playoffs. Do I think they're going to do anything in it? No, I need it proven otherwise, and I need to see them show me that they are capable of making noise in the playoffs before I believe in that. But they are in a spot where I am sitting here and thinking they actually might have a chance to make it. And it's crazy. There are things that I would like to see improved. I would really love to see the top six generate a bit more offense. I would like the second period to not, what they did in the second period to not happen again. And I get this. This is fair. I'm not going to say that you have to feel this way, because I'm not even 100%. on them still. I'm not. Like, truthfully, I'm not. I think they could make it. I think they probably will, just because a lot of these teams in the East are garbage. But again, will they do anything? I don't know. I really do not know. But that is not, that's not the conversation I'm ready to have today, because tonight they did play a respectable game for the most part. They had a lot of bounces go their way early on in this game, like the Braden Schneider goal, which he did a great job, though, walking the blue line there. And in terms of walking the puck down low, getting that opportunity to even get the goal there, and it ended up going off of a Philly player. And in Adam Edstrom ended up getting a goal as well in this one, which Adam Fox opening up the ice. Lindgren puts it on goal. Edstrom gets that in. Keandre Miller in the second period, he played his best game of the season tonight. And Will Borgen, well, first of all, Panera just draws pretty much everyone off, towards him. Borgen then gets the feed over to Miller, who gets into the high slot to rip that. Then you have in the third period, Philip Hedel ends up getting that deflection goal in. And then you have Adam Fox get the empty netter. Riley Smith had the power play goal. And it sucks because Igor could have had another shutout. This could have been three straight shutouts for him. But it's not the case because Owen Tippett ended up scoring early in the game, because the Rangers did a really bad job early on defending the rush. There was a lot of rushes against, and that was truthfully really one of the two mistakes in that first shift there. Really early on, the only shift that Keandre Miller did poorly on, because before that, he ended up not getting the puck in deep, which led to a rush against. That didn't go anywhere. But then the second time, he puts the puck on, and I get that Hedl's got to be back there because Miller's already low, but I don't like Miller pinching there. And then that ended up leading to a Philadelphia goal. But Igor could have got shut out today. And man, that second period, Steve Alquette was saying it during the intermission, that was Igor's best period of the season. That was his best period of the season. He faced a lot of high danger chances. The Rangers were hemmed in their own end that entire period. They had no business leading after that period. None at all with the way they played in front of him. But they ended up leading after that. So Igor Shesterkin ripped on the contract, but we're in that phase of him where we're in the phase where he had the mental reset and now he's going to go off for a while. He'll hit a slump again and then he's just going to go nuclear again. That's just the cycle of Igor. And yeah, I mean, that's just what it is with him. But yeah, Keandre Miller, I thought he played his best game of the season tonight. I really thought he did. He was doing everything right. He was getting, there was one play, I forgot who it was, but there was like clearly a rush attempt that was about to happen against. I think Brink either made the pass or was about to be the receive the pass there, and Keandre Miller just breaks it up there. He was doing everything right tonight. I loved what Keandre Miller gave tonight. I thought Adam Fox played another good game tonight, seeing him play good in the offensive zone. The fourth line was unbelievable. This fourth line right now, I don't know what has happened with the fourth line, and I don't know where this is even coming from, but all I could say right now, this is this fourth line is ridiculously good right now. Will it hold up? I don't know. Every time I think that it's not going to hold up, they continue to prove me wrong and continue to go off. And all I could say right now, that with Matt Rempe, I'm not there yet. But I'll apologize if what he's doing right now continues. Because ever since he's come back from the suspension, you are seeing him play a lot more careful when he's going to throw hits, when he's getting in on the forecheck, and just everything he's doing is a lot more discipline versus what he was doing prior to the suspension. And it's helping this fourth line. It's It's crazy what happens when he's actually playing responsible and playing the right way. And that third line, even though they got hemmed in their own end a lot, Hedl, I thought, played a little sloppy defensively tonight. Still got on the score sheet a couple times. I thought Kaliev played good tonight. I thought Kaliev played really good tonight. I thought this was Kaliev's best game as a Ranger. You're seeing it. I think he was a lot. He's getting a lot more comfortable here right now. And you're seeing him start to play what I was hoping, the type of game that I was hoping he would play. And he's helping out a lot. And he was also doing it in their own end, because there were times Phil Pedel would lose his man and Arthur Kaliev was there. Yeah, Sam Carrick, the maple syrup king, continues. Syrup Sam continues. Unbelievable. Unbelievable that all of a sudden I'm finding myself praising Sam Carrick. But yeah, I would like to see the top six generate more, because man, was it annoying watching Mika Zibanejad pass up on a wide open opportunity in front, watching him fan one timers, watching him not watching him pass up opportunities, fan on opportunities, not score on so many quality opportunities. Sloppiness in the neutral zone. And then there was one play, I forgot if it was in the third, it was the second period actually, where there was an opportunity right at the doorstep for Philadelphia, and I forgot who was the defenseman on the ice, but it might have been, yeah, it was Borgen, because Miller was high up for whatever reason in the slot, and so Mika Zibanejad's back where Miller should have been, Borgen's on the other side guarding the passing lane, and Mika's getting down on his knee, acting like he's got to block a pass instead of throwing the body there or getting a stick there on the shot. What are you doing there? And then the second line, I'd like to see them generate a bit more. I know Panarin had a post in this game, but I want to see a bit more from him. I want to see a bit more from that line. I definitely do, because they're playing better defensively, although tonight wasn't the best example of that, because again, first half of the game, sloppy, or the first half of the first period, sloppy, and the entire second period was just outright garbage, to be truthful with you. But if they continue to stick to the structure, the goals will come. We're seeing it right now. The top six needs to get going, though, with that. And I think the problem is that it's what I've been saying. You don't see them getting in on the forecheck. You don't see them making the forechecking effort that's needed. Like, there are times, Mika's badge, I'm watching him just refusing to throw a hit and get in on the forecheck. So, that's the problem with that. You need guys to get in there, and they need to generate a little bit more off the cycle. And this is it here. The top six refuses to simplify their game, and there were so many times I was screaming at my TV about it, because instead of just getting the puck in deep, it's making east-west plays. It's going off sides because of it. So, that's got to change a bit. But let me see what else you guys are saying in the chat. Leave a like if you have not already, by the way. Subscribe if you guys are new to the channel. Turn on your notifications so you know when I upload or go live on the channel. Let's see what you guys are saying in the chat about this game, though. Panarin has to stop trying to make fancy little passes at the blue line. Exactly, yeah. And you see it with the fourth line, yeah. You see it with them. Yeah, they need to. They're forcing too many passes for sure. And Lafreniere is not. I don't know what's going on with him, but man, his. He is just not shooting the puck right at all. And I get it. They have struggles getting out of their own end still. Even though they might make the playoffs, I am not saying that this team right now is playing perfection and to the point where I'm sitting here ready to say they're going to win a round. But it's just what it is. They'll probably make it because, like I said, the East right now is garbage. The East is garbage. Ottawa's losing. Montreal, they're playing well, but they're starting to lose a little bit. Philly's been good, though, going into tonight. And then Columbus ended up losing. I believe that was an overtime. Yeah. I want to see more consistency with the defensive play, though. A bit more. There's a difference, Robert, between not being happy and being. How do I want to phrase this? There's a difference between not being happy with the win and not being happy versus keeping the expectations realistic. You know what I mean? It's not anything to do with not being happy. It's just keeping expectations where they should be. That's what it is. And yeah, being realistic. I mean, that, but I like to look at it more as tempering expectations too much because they're like, let's be honest here. It goes both ways because remember early in the year, literally 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, when I'm on here losing my mind and people telling me I'm overreacting and everything and that everything will be better at some point. And now that's a hot streak. We can't just be like, oh, well, you know, hot streak, cup bound. And then we can't just be like, oh, cold streak. Not, although the cold streak was longer than just a streak. But either way, my point remains that there's got to be a middle ground here with that. And believe me, I'm figuring that out myself right now. Because you guys probably notice, I'm a lot more calm during these streams lately. Because I'm at a point where it's like, I have expectations. If they overachieve them, great. If they underachieve them, then it wouldn't be too much of a surprise. I was not overreacting. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Some people thought I was, but I don't know. I'm just trying to keep the expectations, though. And this is it. Difference between being optimistic and realistic. That's what I'm saying. The point is that they're winning games. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. But just keep the expectations realistic. That's all I'm saying. And believe me, I wish that I was telling myself this last season. But that's just, I'm figuring this out myself, man. I am myself mentally. with being better as a fan with that. And yeah, I mean, this is it. The flaws are painfully obvious, yeah. And yeah, this is true too. At least they're not painful to watch right now. What do we do with Borgen? Do we trade him or extend him? So what would an extension look like? I have no clue. I still think, and I said it on Twitter last night, and I stand by this opinion, and I don't think anything will change this. I think the Rangers, unless they literally go undefeated come by the trade deadline, unless they're undefeated until the deadline, and at that point, then, yeah, fine, push the chips in and make a move to go all in. Because then, fine, you showed that you maybe could do something in the playoffs. But I still think the best route for the deadline is to do a Washington Capitals-esque deadline of 2 seasons ago and last year, where 2 years ago they acquired a guy like Rasmus Sandin while selling off their assets, and then last year they sold off their assets and they had a happy-to-be-there playoff appearance, but they still made the playoffs, and those assets helped them in the offseason and are going to help them at the deadline this year because they were able to utilize some of that to get Jacob Chychrun, and they're going to be able to utilize that to get rentals at the deadline this year. So I would still move the UFAs personally just because I think that realistically, when you look at this, they're playing better. It's fun. But do we realistically think that after everything that happened early in the season and all the drama that they had to overcome, are they going to make noise in the playoffs? My answer would be no. If I'm wrong, great. But I have to see it to believe it, and I think the better route is to gear up for next season. And yeah, this is it. Have every right to be cautiously optimistic because look at the team's history. Watch your video in 2021 reviewing the game against the Wild. Well, one, my hockey knowledge has expanded a lot since then. And then on top of that as well, the expectations are just way higher right now. Expectations are way higher. Because that was the first year truly contending out of the rebuild, where now I demand greatness. And yeah, it's the smartest and safest course of action to sell off the pending UFAs, because then you get your ammo for next year, and honestly, looking at the deadline class, there's really not a lot out there that's worth pushing the chips in for anyway. Next year, however, could be a different story, depending how the season shapes up next year, of course, with certain teams. And yeah, the problem I have with Borgen is realistically he's a third pair defenseman on a cup winning team. I'd rather make the playoffs. The Rangers having a top 12 pick is like dating the hottest stripper at the club. Seems like a great idea, but always ends in disaster. That's fair, but I still think that they should sell off the pending UFAs. Knocks down 4-0. Maybe they'll just give us JT. It's looking like there's not a lot of leverage there. So it could happen. Can they get Rantanen in the offseason? If they trade for Miller, probably not. Probably not. The problem is positional needs. I think Rantanen, the only way Rantanen becomes realistic is if the Rangers get Miller and there's retention on Miller and then they go out and move Meek and Kreider next offseason and then that opens up the cap to get Rantanen. If that's their idea of the retool, then sure. Again, I don't love the whole JT Miller thing, but I don't know. Like, it's if Vancouver's truly going to retain or throw in a draft pick with, or a prospect rather, with JT Miller, it does make it harder to say no. It definitely does. But I still have a lot of questions there. That's a little misleading, though, boxing, because they still have a lot of areas to address. That $35 million in cap looks great, but they have to address half the roster. And some of that will come internal, but that eats away at your cap still. Would I rather have Chychrun or Byram? Chychrun. I would rather have Chychrun. I don't know if they could still afford Rantanen, though. I mean, it's going to be tough unless they can move Kreider or Mika, or both. I mean, if they move both, then yeah, they could get him. Why give Rantanen? It would have to be 7 years because they can't give 8 years unless they traded for his rights. But would I give him 13 to 14 million? I don't know. I really don't. It's such a tough question to answer. Because part of me wants them to wait to utilize that cap space on an Eichel or McDavid that could hit the market in 2 years. I mean, if you look at 2026, that free agent class is, it's disgusting to where if they miss out on Rantanen, the next that offseason, McDavid, Connor, I'm not saying like his first name, McDavid and Kyle Connor, Jack Eichel, Marty Natchez, Kirill Kaprizov, Panarin's a free agent, Adrian Kempe, Alex Tuch. There's a lot of quality free agents coming up in 2026. To where it's tough. I love Rantanen, but I would rather roll the dice that you could land a McDavid or Eichel instead of signing Rantanen, and then worst case you pivot to an Adrian Kempe. And yeah, there will be names that re-sign in certain places, but at least one or two of these guys would be foolish to not hit the market when they could be the top guys of that UFA class. I think Eichel would be dumb not to test the market, no matter what. Unless he really loves it in Vegas, I think Eichel would be dumb not to test the market that offseason. Because you're either the top center of that class, depending if McDavid signs, or McDavid's going to set you a pretty nice bar to where you could get a very good payday. I don't know. It's a tough question, though. But, and yeah, they have to focus on the defense a bit still, too. 100%. I don't know if they are or not. I'm saying if the in the hypothetical, they don't. But I'm willing to roll the dice in case they don't. And will they re-sign him? I don't know. I mean, they're in a really brutal spot with their cap situation. That's going to be tough. Because they have Evan Bouchard coming off the books as an RFA. And then McDavid's coming up. That's going to be tough for them. No. We're not. Come on. We're not doing this. Come on now. We can't be doing that. Mika Rantanen is a product of Nathan MacKinnon. No. Stop that. Just, we can't do that. Here, let's see. Rantanen's stats without Nathan MacKinnon. Mika Rantanen has 22 goals, 30 assists, and a plus 22 in 46 games without Nathan MacKinnon. So, 52 points in 46 games without Nathan MacKinnon. No, we're not doing that. Are we just going to say that about all the players that play with elite? Alright, this I can't agree with, though. This I can't agree with. But we can't do that with every single guy. It's like, oh, well, Gensel's a Crosby merchant. Proves that he's not. And then this? No, come on. And I wish Lafreniere was one of these type of players. I wish. The year McDavid got hurt, Leon won MVP. I mean, that's another narrative too, yeah. It's definitely another narrative. All right, I'm going to wrap the stream up here, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and watching. Don't forget to leave a like if you haven't already. If you're watching on replay or if you're listening to the audio version, because remember, if you missed the opening, I am now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all your other podcasting platforms. Just look up Ranger Central, and you can find these episodes. This will go out probably either late at night or the next morning, so be on the lookout for the audio versions if you're looking for that. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.